What is God's plan for your relationship with Him and His relationship with you? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, we read of the gifts of God to the church. And these gifts are calculated based on God's plan to bring you into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So God's plan for your relationship with Him is that you would know Him for yourself and that you would know Him personally. And this knowledge of God is again calculated to make you into a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And do not be afraid of the word perfect being used. So God's plan for your relationship with Him and His relationship with you through the gifts that He has bestowed upon the church and through the gifts that He has bestowed upon your life, they are calculated, they are His design to bring you into a more complete, balanced and whole state of being according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means according to Christ being your standard. So look not at men, look not at women, look not at leaders, look at Christ as your standard of righteousness. So God wants you to be whole. God wants you to be balanced. And God wants you to be complete. This is what the word perfect means. This is God's plan for your relationship with Him. This is God's plan for your life. And Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19 continues to add to this concept. And it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. And so God wants your faith and your love to be rooted and grounded in Him. And it continues in verse 18 by saying, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Every day in your life, as you grow in your relationship with Christ, you are going to come to a more deeper and clearer understanding of the love of God. You're going to be able to comprehend the breadth of this love, the length of this love, the depth of this love, the height of this love. You are going to be able to come to a clearer comprehension of God's plan for your life as you grow daily, step by step. And God wants you to be filled with all of the fullness of God. So what is God's plan for your life? He wants you to be filled with all the fullness of God. He does not want you to come to Him and remain in the same mental and emotional state that you came to Him in. God's plan for your life is growth. The purpose of life is growth. Everything in creation, it grows and it develops. And that thing that cannot grow like a rock, it develops, it can produce, it can become something else, or it can add to something else. So the purpose of your life, God's plan for your life, is growth. And this is why Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says, and ye are complete in Him which is the head of all principality and power. So God's plan for your relationship with Him and His relationship with you is to make you whole, is to make you complete, is to be to fill you with all of the fullness of God. But notice this one thing, beloved. According to your faith, be it unto you. You are the one that will determine whether or not God's plan will have good success in your experience. You are the one that determines whether or not God's plan will be able to find its way and its footing in your life. And this is why in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, All things are possible to him that believeth. So if you believe that Christ can heal you, if you believe that Christ can make you whole, if you believe that Christ can make you complete in him and fill you with all the fullness of God, so that you will be rooted and grounded in love, and that your faith in him will be established, that you can become a perfect, complete, and whole individual according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, it will happen. So what is God's plan for your life today, beloved? His plan is to make you whole. And who will allow or prevent this plan? It is you, and it is your faith. Allow God to make you whole in your life and in your experience and in your relationship today, and recognize that your faith unlocks these blessings. This is the Word of Life with Andre Knight.